First, I'd like to read a poem by Peter Simpson, who's the co-director of Duff's poetry series. It's a Christmas card poem, and Peter's selling these 35 cents a piece, three for a dollar. You can find these up with the books, but I'd like to read the poem. It's called Few Pay Attention. Few paid attention at the time reserved Mary. Carpenter Joseph traveled without reservation back to the old hometown. Apparently, the quiet couple were taken as no counts, riding to Bethlehem for the Roman tally. So they had to make do with low-life animals, the inns filled with more credible customers. We higher beings didn't show much care about her giving birth, long awaited, never to be forgotten, except the stolic stock and some farmhands on the scene purely by accident. How many to this day give full appreciation to the message sent over Angels Network, media in full chorus, celebrating over airwaves fresher than any ever known. We pay our dues by noting any cry, joyful or anguish, occurring on this good news day. These are signed by Peter Simpson for 35 cents apiece. A deal. A deal for Christmas. I'd like to introduce Maurice Kinney from New York City. He's come a long way. He's taken the long way around from New York. He was here in St. Louis, read at St. Louis University, went out to the West Coast, and now he's traveling back to New York City. Maurice is part Mohawk Indian, editor of Contact 2. His poems have appeared in the Greenfield Review, the New York Times, American Book Review, and St. Louis's River Styx magazine. He considers himself a singer rather than a dramatic and narrative poet. I want to welcome Maurice Kinney.
Drums drum, drums drum, drums drum, drums drum. Listen, the old woman came here. She brought seeds in her fingernails. She brought wind. She brought children. The old woman came here. We came here. I'd like to thank the old people for bringing us here tonight and the young people for following us. Drums drum, drums drum, drums drum, drums drum, drums drum. 123.81. I will say simply, you are a woman who gave me two hawk feathers your grandfather respected. They hang on a twig from the woods, which births a sparrow nest in my study. I see them each day. The cat teases them. I often say I shall write. Once a month or so, I find your address. You claimed something special for these feathers. I asked if they'd keep harm away. Would they fulfill dreams, revive an old persistent love? Your laughter brushed off the desert morning. You'll see, you replied, the sun on your smile. Today, as I was looking at the feathers, and promising a note, the mail arrived from Gallup. Jim wrote you'd been in town, that your truck was hit by a semi on your road home to Hopi. You'd been killed. As I mull over feathers and notes and death, the cat sits in my lap seeking attention. It's snowing here in Brooklyn. The cat nibbles my pen. Peter said I'm from Brooklyn. No, I live in Brooklyn. I'm from northern New York State. I was born on the edge of the St. Lawrence River and raised there. I'm adopted Brooklynite. And I'm saying this only because you're not going to see very much Brooklyn in my poems. I wrote this next poem because I was real angry with the people down in Los Angeles and San Diego who have crawled their houses up the edge of those mountainsides and killed off the natural food of the coyote living in those hills and killed off the coyote by pesticides and insecticides. Now, what coyotes are left alive are now coming down into the city of Los Angeles, and people are walking with great sticks in their hands to kill them. I think we should kill the people for doing what they have done to those natural lands of the coyotes. Coyote, over the rain, I hear your howl, toothed into the night, warming the fur, the den for pups, your scent sealed future. While mountains melted to your print, valleys opened to your hunger. Cows and house cats slit bellies for your trot into time. You survive carrying your penis in a box, fur covered with bear excrement, guarding your female hot with pain, fat with preservation. Scrawny, you run with hounds and poodles, distract the gun's sight, wearing grape leaves like a fox. When that fails, you whine into legend, creep into the house to place your docile paw in the lap, your joke story on the table. You covered the past with scat, coffined farmers, graved moose, managed San Diego fools to feed you chicken necks and comb your ratty tail. Your cleverness outwitted the state as you pointed to wolf, cut your own wrist, bleeding onto lambs, leaving gray hair around the bones. You are taken very seriously for all the ridicule. I will bring you down and gnaw your leg, stew your belly, roast your shank, hang your skull over the door, learn and grow wise as I consume your howl, chew your intelligence. I have a thought that if the powers in these countries to be should ever drop those bombs on us, that probably only the Brooklyn cockroach and the cockroach and the coyote will survive. And I'd like to be a part of the coyote when he does survive, and all of us here. I'd like to read a couple of poems that I wrote for my mother, who is now an old lady and has been ill. Inheritance. Your pleasure was running, to be on the go, downtown, to try on hats where you got lice once and brought them home to us. When you learned to drive his Chevy, you drove us to Canada. They wouldn't let you cross the bridge President Roosevelt built for us because you weren't a citizen of these United States. Your running taught me how to run. I keep greyhound rich. However, I learned never to try on hats or cross bridges into lands where I am not wanted. The odd and funny thing is, I just came back from San Francisco and I was staying in this house, and there's this young boy living there, and he brought lice home from school, and I slept in his bed and got lice. I got him out, though. It's safe. A lot of kerosene. Okay. Mama, the runt of the litter of seven little girls. I don't want to spend too much time on the idea of how deprived you were. There's already too much pity in this world. Nor get saccharine about you rocking me to sleep in your arms and baking bread in a hot oven, or breaking your back in a field. I doubt we ever forgive. There's enough distance now to separate fact from fiction and to remind myself you are a woman capable of being human. Your skin wrinkles as does mine. Your flesh withers. We're of the same cut, the same cotton cloth. I knew your wet nipples. You knew my sharp teething. Mama, they called very late the other night. Woke me up at 3 a.m. What could I say at such an hour? What could I do? I couldn't rock you in my arms, nor stuff you into a tote bag and ride greyhound to California where you'd be safe in the sun. Nor could I convince them that a woman is not a Ford, that when it stops running, you take it to the junkyard and sell it for used parts. They wouldn't buy that. Eventually, we'll all be placed away from ourselves, where we can't harm ourselves, where the tough and strong won't need to worry, nor interrupt the baseball game to check if we're all right lighting the kitchen stove. Mama, shake your head, bite the first hand that puts a finger on your arm. Moon is rising on the woods. The apples ripen. Some crazy hound howls down the road. The neighbors watch all in the family while the kid stands in the dark of the stairwell crying for a glass of Coke. Cops crawl through the night looking for trouble to start. Joe St. Louis is drunk again. One day he'll freeze in the snow on the way home from the bar. Mama, shake your head. It's up to you to fight. That place is full to the rafters with folks that wouldn't bite. Remember, Mama, I was there. I know. It seems that this man that my mother married, not my blood father, decided that she's too old and too fragile and should go into some kind of an institution. It didn't happen. We stepped in. This next poem I'm going to read, I'll give you one quick reference. I use a lot of the images of strawberries in my poems, and strawberries are very important to me. One, it's the first natural fruit of the Eastern spring, and it is the symbol of life to Iroquois people. December, set up the drum, winters on the creek. Dark men sit in dark kitchens, words move
in the air. A neighbor is sick, needs prayer. Women thaw frozen strawberries. In the dark, a drum. Kids hang out eating burgers at McDonald's. The Williams boy is drunk. Set up the drum. Berries thaw, are crushed. Fingers stained and tongues. Set up the drum. A neighbor is sick. Say a prayer. Dark men sit in dark kitchens. Wind rattles the moon. I'd like to, out of this little collection called Dancing Back Strong in the Nation, which I wrote at home in a building we called the Nation House, where for a long time, many years, Akwesasne Notes was put together. Harold Ironshields has been there and worked on the notes. And I wrote that in that little room upstairs, at the top stairs, that one little tiny room. I sat there and wrote that. Some of the poems in here are based upon the Mohawk social dances, which are held on a Saturday night, mainly to bring the young people into the longhouse so they will learn the language and the dance and the music. I went north. I went north in winter. They were dancing in the longhouse. Women danced. Old men danced. Children danced. We ate cornbread. I went north in winter. Heard wolf. Heard a child cry. Heard the drum. I knew they would dance back strong, the nation. I went north. Drums drum, drums drum, drums drum, drums drum, dance dance, rattles rattle, sing sing, drums dance, rattles sing, pause and dance and, drums drum, drums drum, to the song of the young warriors, listen, thunder thunders, shakes, thunder shakes the floor, listen. 100 feet, 100 feet, move, 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 from the mountains, from the ancients, into the grandfather's shoes, move, 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 100 feet, move, move, we come to greet, we come to greet and thank the strawberry plants, growing, growing there, as tall as high, as tall as high, grasses, grasses, mice in the grass, chicory in the fields, owl on a branch, we come to greet and thank, we come to dance. Moccasin. Moccasin, moccasin. Moccasin, moccasin. Moccasin, moccasin. Moccasin, moccasin, circle, circle, dance, dance, drums, drum, pound, pound, rattles, rattle, sing, sing, wind howls like a wolf on the hill, thunder, thunders, shake, shake, wind sings in the cold air, moccasin, moccasin, move, move, wind howls, wind sings, leaves fall in the frost, apples ripen in the frost, wolves seek lairs in the frost. Snow falls, hills rise, sun sets, sun sets. Moccasin, moccasin, circle, circle, dance, dance. We come to greet and thank the winds, the birds, the snow, the drum, the drummer, the dance, the dancer. Move, move, sun, move. The women. East, west, east, west, east, west, west, east, east, west. Women, women, move, move, east, west, move, move. We come to greet and thank the women. Hands gnarled in sweetgrass, hands worn with cornmeal, hands wet with babies. Move, 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 east, 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 west. We come to greet and thank the women. This poem, which is called Wild Strawberry, I wrote a few years back. I was in Brooklyn, it was January, and I wanted to go home, and I couldn't because I was sick. And a friend of mine brought me a basket of cultivated strawberries, and on the edge of it, in purple ink, it said, Hecho en Mexico. And I got thinking that it was January, and snow was falling. I was in the city of New York, and I had these beautiful-looking cultivated strawberries, and I broke them open, and it was like wood. They were tasteless. It was hard to put a tooth to them. And I was thinking that the Mexican people in the state of Sonora were dying, possibly, so that I could eat these terrible strawberries in the city of New York. And I got thinking again how when I was a little boy that I would go from field to field with my mother, picking wild strawberries. And I rode the Greyhound down to Brooklyn, where I sit now eating woody strawberries grown on the backs of Mexican farmers, imported from the fields of their hands, juices without color or sweetness. My wild blood berries of spring meadows, sucked by June bees and protected by hawks, have stained my face and honeyed my tongue, healed the sorrow in my flesh. Vines crawl across the grassy floor of the north, seeking, scattered to the world, seeking the light of the sun, an innocent tap of the rain to feed the roots and bud small white flowers that in June will burst fruit and announce spring, when wolf will drop winter fur and wrens will break the egg. My blood. Blood berries that brought laughter and the ache in the stooped back that vied with dandelions for the plucking. And the wines nourished our youth and herald iris, corn, and melon. We fought bluebirds for the seeds, armed against garter snakes, field mice, won the battle with the burning sun, which blinded our eyes and froze our hands to the vines and the earth, where knees knelt and we laughed in the morning dew like worms and grubs. We scented age and wisdom. My mother wrapped the wounds of the world with a sassafras poultice, and we ate wild berries with their juices running down the roots of our mouths and our joy. I sit here in Brooklyn, eating Mexican berries, which I did not pick, nor do I know the hands which did, nor their stories. January snow falls. Listen. North in winter. To go home. Woodchucks preening in the sun along Mohawk summer meadows, to go home, snow piled to Boonville eaves, Hogansburg besieged with plows and mobile hunters. To go home is always hard when the tongue is not always on the handshake, when the dance is not on the feet, when the drum has been silent and old uncles do not offer your thirst a beer. To go home where no hands braid the hair nor ask for a song in the longhouse, where your grandmother's bones are not buried under wind in the grass. Home is where cousins marry and sons take deer or rabbit to supper. To go home There are mountains and pine, thistle down, memories of things finished. A dying bear groans in maple woods. I went north in winter to dance. I went north. When I left, it was spring. I was talking, joking a little earlier about writing sexual poems about the act itself. Well, don't worry, I'm not going to read any sexual acts to you. I think you all know what they're about. However, I do have what I call a sexual poem. It's earth copulating. Mullins are my arms. Mullins are my arms, and chicory the sinew of my flesh. May strawberries are the blood of my legs in the sun of summer. Maples are my head, and the sugar the sap of my tongue that runs in the warm wind. Crocus are my eyes, turtle the feet of my winter. Seasons are a rumble of herded old cows coming to barn from pastures before snow covers corn, and the mare jumps the fence crazy from glittering stones. Marvelous is the miracle of spring and also the weight of winter. The plum which ripens drops seeds into pockets of earth vacated by gophers, the rabbits that sleep, and the bear. Incredible is the force of April and the lust of January. In the summer of the second year, mullins grow another branch. Chicory spreads to another field. That's my sexual poem. Last year, I was here in St. Louis, and at the same time, a friend of mine was here visiting also. And he was telling us that when he was in his late teens, or 18, 19 years old, he worked in a uranium mine in New Mexico. And now, he's in his late 30s, and he has some idea that he might have been contaminated by the radiation in those uranium mines. And I thought that we're all contaminated. I smoke, you people go to McDonald's, etc. But worse than that, the earth that we stand on has been contaminated. And so while I was here, I put these words down on this paper. I don't call it a poem, I call it a piece. It's titled Kwa'a, which is a sad wail, for my good friend Shirley. As you breathe, I breathe. As you breathe, I breathe. As you drink, I drink, I drink, I drink, I drink. As you drink, I drink, I drink, I drink. I drink, you, I will drink, 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 I. You are whole. As I drink, 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 you are whole. as I drink, as I drink. You are whole, you are whole, as I drink, as I drink. You are whole, you, you, you are whole, you, 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 you are whole, you are whole, you are whole, you. As I breathe, you breathe. For all of the steel workers here in the room, got laid off. Yeah, that man down there in the toilet in D.C. is going to lay us all off. The steel worker, he took my check away. How about yours? I was getting food stamps. He took them away from me. That's why I'm here tonight. The steel worker, in the hot Brooklyn night, we stood at a bar drinking beer, and he said, "Riding the sky on steel girders, solid under my feet, wind balances. Beer tastes good after work in these neighborhood bars on Nevin Street, but with all the big wages, there is nothing to pray to here in this Brooklyn ghetto, where my kids don't know if they're Puerto Rican. Too many bars on Nevin Street, too many beers make me dizzy. I forget to sing, and will slip one noon from these high steel girders." And he took hold the shadowed hands of the wolf and bear and turtle. I'll just read a couple of more poems. This one, called "I Am the Sun," I wrote it back in 1973 at the time of the confrontation at Wounded Knee. And for those who are not familiar with Wounded Knee, back in the 1890s, a peaceful band of Lakota people were massacred at dawn by the 7th Cavalry for revenge, or in revenge, for the death of Custer at Little Bighorn. At that time, there was a dance called a ghost dance that the people were dancing. A Paiute prophet in the now state of Nevada had a dream, a vision. And in his vision, it occurred to him that if the people danced hard enough and fast enough, they would dance back the buffalo to the plains and the European back to Europe. Well, that didn't happen. We don't have the buffalo. Europeans are still here. We're all here together now. As my friend Alan Mooskamp says, we're all in the same circle, fighting the same problems. Anyway, I wrote this poem. It's called "I Am the Sun," a song of praise, defiance, and determination. And I use some words in it that perhaps I might explain. I use the word father, and of course I mean the Creator, the Almighty. Mother, of course I mean the earth, and brother. Talking about both brothers and sisters, because I'm speaking of the two-leggeds, the four-leggeds, the wingeds, and those of the water. And I use a Lakota expression, "Chong pe opai wak pala." It means wounded knee. I take a quote from the elder Black Elk. "I did not know then how much was ended. When I look back from this high hill of old age, I can see the butchered women and children lying heaped and scattered along the crooked gulch, as plain as when I saw them with eyes still young. And I can see that something else died there and was buried in the blizzard. A people's dream died there. It was a beautiful dream. The nation's hoop is broken and scattered. Black elk. Father, I come. Mother, I come. Brother, I come. Father, give us the arrows. Jung Beo Bai Wat Bala. Father, I hold one for Bigfoot. Mother, I hold one for Black Coyote. Brother, I hold one for Yellowbird. Father, give us back our arrows. Jung Beo Bai Wat Bala. Father, give us sky. Father, give us sun in the east. Father, give us night in the west. Father, watch our shadows. Father, give us back our arrows. Jung Beo Bai Wat Bala. Mother, your breast is bare. Mother, your breast was not enough to sustain us. Mother, hold our bones now. Mother, we search for our arrows. Jung Beo Bai Wat Bala. Brother, we cried for you. Brother, we called you back. Brother, we descended with you and your flesh and your bones and your fur which kept us warm. Brother, when our arrows are returned, we will seek you. Jung Beo Bai Wat Bala. Arrows, now the skies are diseased. Arrows, now the earth is diseased. Arrows, now the people are sick on dreams. Arrows, come back to us. Jung Beo Bai Wat Bala. Our father is gone. Our father has fled. Our father has turned his face. Arrows, give us back our father. Our mother has closed her eyes. Our mother has closed her mouth. Our mother has closed her heart. Arrows, give us back our mother. Our brother has wandered away. Our brother does not walk. Our brother has gone down. Arrows, give us back our brother. The arrows broke at greasy grass. The arrows broke at crazy horse. The arrows broke with sitting bull. Father, give us back our arrows. Jung Beo Bai Wat Bala. In the river of his blood, I stand in Bigfoot's grave. In the shout of fear, I shout for Black Coyote. In the dance of his dream, I dance for Yellowbird. Father, give us back our arrows. We will put the center back in your country. We will circle stones and make the hoop in your country. We will plant the seed of the sacred tree in your country. We will fill the river with water. We will fill the woods with trees. We will clothe the bones with flesh. We will empty the graves. We will call back the wolf, the deer. We will build the walls of the dream. We will make and tend the fire in your country. For I am the sun. I am the sun. I stand above the world. Jung Beo Bai Wat Bala. Jung Beo Bai Wat Bala. Father, give us back our arrows and make a woman into a child, a boy into a man, a girl into a woman, an arrow into a country into a home into the sun. Jung Beo Bai Wat Bala. Jung Beo Bai Wat Bala. Jung Beo Bai Wat Bala. Father, give us no more graves. Father, give us back our arrows. We have learned to hold them sacred. This next and last poem I read, some of you may find funny. You want to laugh? Go ahead. It's all right. Reading poems in public. I stand on a stage and read poems. Poems of boys broken on the road. The audience tosses questions. I tell of old chiefs swindled of their daughters. That's what I'm talking about. Young braves robbed of painted shields. Medicine men hitting the bottle. I chant old songs in their language of the spirit in wind and water. They ask if Indians shave. I recite old stories, calendar epics of victory battles and cavalry dawn massacres on wintered plains. And they want to know how many Indians commit suicide. I read into the microphone. I read into the camera. I read into the printed page. I read into the ear. And they say, what a pretty ring you wear. The tape winds. The camera reels. The newspaper spins. And the headlines read, Ruffian the racehorse dies in surgery. At the end of the reading, they thank me. Go for hamburgers at McDonald's and pick up a six-pack to suck as they watch the death of Geronimo on The Late Show. I stand. I stand on a stage and read poems and read poems. Thank you. Sometimes when people laugh, you can't help but wonder why we do what we do.
I'd like to invite everyone here to the January 18th poetry reading, Alice Brand, poet, and Jeff Noonan on classical guitar.